You are now tuned in to the Altitude Podcast. Here we go. Yo, what up? It's me. It's your boy K Fitz. And it feels so good to be back. We're live right now, Altitude Podcast. So excited to be back with you today. Are you ready? Because I'm ready. It's the Altitude Podcast. Let's go. Yo, what up? It's me. It's your boy K Fitz, and we're back again, giving you that real that you can feel that new that's just for you. So let's go ahead and get into it today. There was an interview done by Charlamagne Tha God with Cash Money Records owner Birdman, and it got taken way left, way crazy, way out of context, but it gave birth to one of the most iconic phrases of this decade that is still being used today, and that phrase is, put some respect, with a K, put some respect on my name. There's a lot of people who want respect, feel they deserve respect, but the things that you are doing are not leading people to believe that you deserve the respect that you believe you're due. Now, the question is, whose fault is that? Is it their fault for not giving it to you up front because everyone should have a certain level of respect and decency given to them up front? Or is it your fault because you allow people to do what they do to you?
The answer is both of y'all.
Because they should have the decency to treat you with respect, but it's also your fault because you allow them to treat you that way. There are a lot of people who get respect confused with submission. There are people that believe that if I submit, if I just stay quiet, if I just stay in my little box, no one will disrespect me. No one will treat me with contempt. They will not treat me like I am irrelevant, and over time, my loyalty will overshadow my personality in that person's eyes. I got bad news for you. That's not how the world works. If you want respect, you have to put yourself in a position where your respect is taken. Respect should be given. However, it is not. It has to be taken, and it is taken through your actions and your actions only. So now the question becomes, well, K Fitz, how do I gain my respect? How do I get my respect from the people around me? Today, that is exactly what we are going to talk about. I am going to give you 5 ways that you can go about getting respect put on your name. I'm going to give you 5 ways that will get you the loyalty, the respect that you deserve because you have put in the work, you have put in the hours, you have put in the commitment, you have put in explosive effort. So let's talk about how to get that respect that you rightfully deserve. Guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's the Altitude Podcast. Here we go. Yo, what up? It's me. It's your boy K Fitz. And I just want to remind you that my new book, Altitude, Tales of Resilience, is out right now on Amazon. You can get it for your Kindle, you can get a hard copy, you can get both, whatever it is that you want to do, just make sure you get yourself a copy. In this book, I talk about resilience, mental health, self-help, how to grow yourself to that next level, how to elevate in the midst of disparaging moments, moments when you are down, you feel like you're at the bottom, there's nowhere to go. In this book, I talk about how you still make that climb and rise to the top above everything else. So again, make sure you log in, KFITZ, Altitude, in that search engine on Amazon and get your copy today. Let's get back to the show. You can't control other people's actions, but you can always control your reactions. But what I also want to bring to you today is that you can control your preeminent actions as well. Now, I know they're both actions, but a lot of times when people think of action, they think of what they're doing presently in the moment and what they do after something happens, i.e. a reaction. But today, I want to really dial in on what we do prior to getting stigmas put against our name or putting people in a predicament where they feel like they're right for disrespecting us. So let me first say, you are a human being. You are not entitled to disrespect. Unless you have done something that warrants it, you are not entitled to it. I don't care about gender, race, religion, handicap, no form of discrimination, no form of whatever the case may be. Do you deserve to be disrespected? Let's get that out the way, number one. Number two, I want you to understand that there are things that you can do that can prevent you from being disrespected before things get real ugly, real fast. So here we go. Number one, what you can do is check people when they try it. Sometimes there will be people who feel that they can disrespect you because you are the easy target in the room. You are the simp. You are the person that they know if they throw a shot at you, you're not gonna say anything back. And you make them look bigger, badder, stronger, tougher, you know, all that good stuff. You make them look like they're big and bad. And what they don't realize is they're just making themselves look like disrespectful, arrogant, ignorant. You get my point. What you have to do is you have to shut that down. There can be no day that you let somebody treat you with disrespect and contempt. When you allow that to happen, you establish a new standard. Let me say that again.
When you allow people to disrespect you, you have established a new standard.
And that standard is that you are no longer a person, you are a doormat, meaning that you are welcome to be stepped on at any time. Please feel free to step on me. Feel free to rub mud on my back and walk over me. Feel free to throw me on the ground, and when that bus comes by, don't try to pick me up. I'm used to being thrown under. Today needs to be your absolute last day that you allow that to happen. Someone disrespects you, you check them right back, and you tactfully put them back in their place. You read them. You let them know that they are in the wrong, and you put them in a position where they understand that you're not going to be disrespected and you are not going to be belittled in front of others. Because we all know that when one person disrespects you in public, other people are watching, they are assessing, and they want to see if they can do the exact same to you. Do not allow that. Now, what I will tell you is make sure that you're smart about it. Be tactful about it. If you have to, pull them to the side. If they do it in front of other people, find a way tactfully. This is something that has to be worked on because me, myself, I've never been a tactful person. I've always been, if you check me, I'm checking you straight back on the spot and I'm giving you the exact same energy you gave me. Shout outs to Charlemagne the God. But what you have to be able to do in these corporate settings, in these business settings, you have to keep in mind your money is on the line, your future is on the line, and how you respond can be the difference between another zero next to a check or another zero taken off. So keep that in mind as you make your moves.
But never
allow someone to disrespect you, no matter what position they hold. Never allow it. That is my number one. Number two that I want you to do. I want you to get in the habit of being proactive. I cannot express this enough. There are so many people who are not proactive. It absolutely blows my mind. The quickest way for someone to believe that you are not proficient, that you deserve to be put under a bus, is when they feel like they can say what you're gonna do and they can predict what's gonna happen post. Oh, she's gonna show up late. She always shows up late. And then you show up late. And then the next day, when you're not in the room, she's gonna show up late. She's gonna show up late. And then you show up late again. Every time that you do that, all you're doing is giving ammunition to that person and confidence to someone else to pick similar ammunition up to fire at you, i.e. disrespect bullets. Bang, bang. You have to be ahead of the gun. Get in there early. Put your work in. Be aggressive about it. Ask the hard questions. Go see people face to face. Let them know that you mean business, because when they know that you are on your game, it puts people in a position where they can't just say no. They can't just say you're average. They can't just say that's a nobody. They have to say, well, they're on their ish. And when people see that you're on your game and someone tries to disrespect you, the person who disrespects is discredited in the process. Stay ahead of the game. Next thing that you can do, avoid gossip. Gossip, gossip. You gotta stay away from the gossip. Let me tell you right now, if you're a person who is at work, whatever the case may be, with friends, and you're the person that constantly has something to say about somebody else's struggles, let me tell you something. When you attempt to put somebody else's struggles under a microscope, let me tell you, your struggles are put under a microscope twice as much, because your comfort in saying that someone else looks bad means that you have nothing that makes you look bad. And when there's something that's there, when there's a skeleton in the closet, I promise you, it only takes one time for someone to pull one skeleton out of your closet, and their graveyard, their skeleton makes your skeleton look like an entire graveyard. You have to stay out of those situations. When people want to talk about others, when people want to talk smack, when you want to be in the room and be the person that's spreading rumors, nah, cut that out. Cut it out. Boy, if you don't get... Don't be that person. I'm telling you right... Look, I'm gonna clap my hands with this. I'm telling you right now, the person who does that always has a target on their back everywhere they go. Watch yourself. The next thing I'm gonna tell you, don't be over nice. Now, I believe in showing love to everybody. You hear at the end of most of my podcasts, move your dreams, move the world. That is my inspirational note to everybody that I meet, to everyone that I encounter. But what I am going to tell you is that there are a lot of people that are just way too nice. And the problem is not that you are nice, it's the fact that you have a nice button and you use it improperly. Here's a better way to say it. Imagine if rude, assertive, and nice are all on one volume knob. And you take that knob and you turn it all the way to the right where nice is, and then you snap it off. There's a lot of people that have done that. And because you only know nice and you think that nice is the only way, you don't understand that you need to dial back a little bit. And you need to go back to that assertive button. Because the person that's being rude to you, when you turned your knob all the way to the right to nice, they turned theirs all the way to the left and they broke the knob off. So now they're tone deaf to being nice to people. You need to be able to turn that switch and let them know, I love you, but I don't play. When you're too nice and people do things to you and you let it slide, it only takes a person to slide over you one time for it to be a slippery slope for the rest of your life. You have to cut it out. You have to cut it out. You have to know when to be assertive. You have to know when to be nice. Never be rude, but you have to know when to be assertive. You have to be able to dial back into that way of being. There's a song in one of these, I forgot which car it was. I think it was Acura. They have a commercial when the song's like,
you're gonna make me go back, way back to the oldest me.
But see, I'm that guy. I'm very kind to you, but I will go
back,
way back to the oldest me in a heartbeat if done wrong. So, don't be too nice. That's all I've got today, guys. I hope you enjoyed. I hope I gave you some things that you can take with you and that you can use to get your respect, maintain your respect, and hopefully give you something that you can use to better respect even yourself, you respecting you. My name is Kate Fitz. It's the Altitude Podcast. Until next time, make sure you guys are following me on Instagram at Official K Fitz. It is the same for Twitter. You guys take care. I'll see you next time. Until then, move your dreams.